Phoenix Mayor Greg Stanton gave his last State of the City address yesterday, and he took the opportunity to tout his accomplishments as mayor for the last 6 years before he resigns to run for Congress. Jessica Boehm covers City Hall for the Arizona Republic, and she was there, and she joins us now in studio. Good morning, Jessica.
Good morning.
So, Jessica, Stanton announced in October he will run for Congress, so he has to resign at some point. Did he address his impending resignation yesterday?
You know, he did not. I think that might have been the only topic that didn't come up yesterday, but it certainly did not.
Okay, and let's talk about the speech itself. Were there any surprises in what he said?
Most of it was expected. It was kind of a broad recap on the last 6 years in Phoenix, the transformation both, you know, from the economy standpoint and some of the things he's done with sustainability and social justice. But there were a couple of moments that were, I guess, unexpected. He took the time to make a subtle jab at President Trump. Mm-hmm. That was related to the president's call for tariffs on aluminum and steel, which the mayor believes would, not be great for Arizona's trade economy with Mexico. He also took a lot of time to call out the state on several issues that he believes the state is not addressing as fully as they should.
Let's hit on some of those. What were the big ones?
The big ones were education again. That was something he brought up at last year's State of the City, specifically K through 12 education, and how the state, in his view, is not tackling that issue as directly as it should. He also brought up homelessness, which, as we all know, is a growing issue in Maricopa County and beyond. But his view is that Phoenix has really, you know, put their money where their mouth is and invested in trying to solve this crisis, whereas the state is kind of taking a back seat. So he called on both the state and other city partners to step up to the plate on that issue as well.
Okay. There was one notable omission. You reported that the mayor sort of recognized every city council member in the speech but left out one. What was that about?
Yeah, so throughout the speech, as he addressed different issues, he would give a call out to his council colleagues, all of them, in fact, including Councilman Jim Waring, who's a Republican, but he did not mention Councilman Sal DeCiccio, which I don't know if that's all that surprising. There's certainly no love lost between those two. During and after the speech and before the speech, Councilman DeCiccio was tweeting memes about the mayor with the hashtag the real state of the city. So there's definitely a little hostility there, and that was apparent.
Yeah. Overall, though, it sounds like he touted some big economic themes as well. What were those covering?
You know, he kind of started out the speech by talking about where the Phoenix economy was headed prior to his tenure and where it's headed now, and how the economy has kind of been changed from one that was so heavily reliant on construction and real estate, which was obviously a issue for us during the recession, to one that he now believes is more centered on innovation, specifically the biosciences. And he touted some of the investments the city has made that will hopefully, you know, pay dividends long term.
So looking forward to his congressional campaign, do you think this was a first step in that? Do you think this was a good way to make his argument that he should be elected to Congress?
I think that it was certainly part of that momentum to get him forward into the congressional campaign. It was not quite as heavy in federal issues as I kind of expected.
Right.
He did try to stick to, you know, the main civic city core values and responsibilities of the city. But I do think that he definitely wanted to stick around long enough to deliver this speech to have one last chance to kind of remind everyone of all of the things that have happened in the last 6 years and put his spin on it that it has been for the positive.
All right. Jessica Boehm covers City Hall for the Arizona Republic. Jessica, thanks so much for joining us.
Of course. Thanks.